This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A southern Colorado mountain named for a U.S. Army officer is among the newest subjects of the state's geographic naming board. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
A proposal to rename Kit Carson Mountain references Carson's violence against Navajo and Apache tribes in the 1800s. Colorado Geographic Naming Advisory Board member Dr. William Way says the suggested name, Frustum Peak, isn't offensive.
But it doesn't seem to resonate. I propose that we make it a placeholder until we come up with a more appropriate name that might actually honor a worthy person or event.
The board is expected to consider the proposal in January. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Starting next summer, teenagers will be legally required to take a boat safety class before operating a vessel on state waters. CPR's Pato Jalsida.
In response to the new law, Colorado Parks and Wildlife will soon offer monthly boating safety classes. Students must study a 60-page manual before completing a review session and written exam. The course costs $15. About 40 people drowned in Colorado bodies of water last year, surpassing a record previously set in 2020. I'm Paolo Shalsada, CPR News.
A program that offers affordable health insurance to low-income undocumented Coloradans reached its funding cap just 2 days after enrollment began, with 11,000 enrollees. People can still sign up with the program OmniSalud, but financial support is no longer available for 2024. This is CPR News.